Well, they say their motto is do no harm. But if the truth be told, they're one of the most harmful companies on the planet.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Monday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Well, I want to start out by talking about one of my not-so-favored companies, but all of us tend to use them whether we want to or not. And even when we think we're not using them, oftentimes we are. The motto, do no harm, was coined by the founders of a company many, many years ago, back in the 1990s, called Google. And they were going to create an internet search engine. And with a very simple and clean interface, people began to use it more than Yahoo and so many others that were out there at the time. This company was very smart. They figured ways to get you to use many of their free services. How many of you have a Gmail account? I know many people have Gmail accounts. And way back over 20 years ago, I got my first Gmail account. I liked the idea back then because it used to be to get an email account, you either had to use your ISP provider like Bell South if you lived in the South, or Comcast.net. And if you ever changed to internet service providers, you lost your email. And so the idea of having a portable email address you could use anywhere with any ISP was a great idea. And Google knew it was a great idea. Even Yahoo competed. But the problem and difference between Yahoo and Google was evident early on. Yahoo, when you went to Yahoo, is filled with ads and all kinds of junk and all kinds of... It took forever to load, even in the early days of broadband. And I didn't care about all their news content, this content and that content. I wasn't into sports scores or any of that stuff. I could care less. I just wanted to get to look for something I needed to find, or I wanted to get to my email, and I wanted to be done. I wasn't wasting my time all day with the news of the day. Most of it, all pop culture. Google was smart. A lot of people liked that idea. Streamlined internet. Get right to the point. By the time we got to 2003, 2004, we added a new word to the English lexicon. Let me Google that. In other words, if I'm going to do research online, everybody started to default to Google. And so over the years, Google offered all of these free services that people just couldn't turn down. But I've said it before and I'll say it again. There is no such thing as the, quote, free lunch. And every time you access a free Google service, you are signing away certain of your rights, your data, your personal information, and a whole lot more. Now, Google makes a lot of money, they really do, by selling certain services to large corporations and governments. Google Earth, one of the most intense online mapping structures known out there, is one of the favorites of most government agencies. I can remember working in emergency management years ago when online mapping and layered mapping became extremely popular. In other words, on a Google Earth map, we could show where every fire hydrant was in an entire county, where all the hazmat materials were located. You name it, it could be layered into a Google map. And these governments paid dearly for these well-updated Google Earth maps with all the satellite imaging. And people like you and me, what were we doing? We're just going online and doing our research and not realizing that everything we did online, Google computers were looking at and analyzing to sell us stuff directly, to sell us out to third, party marketers. There's a lot that Google does with the information. Information today is power. And I've tried to get that through to people, that information is the real power. Controlling information, controlling what you think, what you believe, is power. The speed of moving data is becoming more and more critical for both massive and large international corporations and big government. The deep state, definitely. Information is power. I know I've got a few people mad at me last week when I said, stop looking at 5G as some kind of a death ray. It's not. It is a way of moving data at incredible speeds, and people just don't comprehend that. They're looking for the 1950s really bad sci-fi movie explanation. They're not reading your mind. You're taking your smartphone and telling Google everything about you and many other actors out there, including the government. How many people do coupons and stuff on their phone? All these apps on your phone, all of them, especially the free ones, you're giving them access to your pictures, your data, and your information. The same is true with Facebook. And by the way, don't even waste your time when it comes to Facebook doing one of those silly copy and paste, I hereby tell Facebook they cannot use my pictures and my data. It doesn't do any good. You signed away your life when you signed up. That's nothing but an old scam and a hoax, like a bad chain letter that won't go away. Rule of thumb, anything you see on Facebook that says copy and paste this, do not do it. I don't care how good it sounds. Most are either a hoax, a scam, and even the good-sounding ones, like let's post this for veterans or whatever, are a way to access your friends list by bad actors. Don't do it. I could go into a lengthy explanation of why, but never, ever, ever on Facebook, ever copy and paste something to your timeline that you saw on Facebook. Just don't do it. If you like it, share it. But delete the copy and paste reference. It's just a hoax. It's garbage. So many people do not understand how important data and information is. And also, when it comes to Google, how in bed they are with what I consider bad government actors internationally. Google's claim to fame when they started out, do no harm, and now they are about the most harmful thing on the internet. Now, I do have a Gmail account, but I use it very limited. It's where all my junk mail goes. When anybody wants my email address and I don't know them or some kind of a promotion, yeah, it goes to my Gmail account where I just erase most of it as spam. I don't use my business account for a lot of that kind of stuff for that purpose. I don't want that junk coming to those email addresses. So fine. I capitulated. I let Google have a Gmail account. And you're saying, so what's the harm in that? How many businesses do you know? Like, you know, John's Appliance or something like that. Yeah, John's Appliance of Dayton at gmail.com. Or you've seen them before. How many churches out there have, you know, Cross Creek Baptist Church at gmail.com? How many churches are using a Gmail account? Don't do it. Stop doing it now. And here's why. When you signed up for that free Gmail account, you gave Gmail full permission to read your email anytime they want, use their computer algorithms to decide what products and things they can market to you, and get paid by the marketeers to do it. That's why they are a mega-billion-dollar company. It may have started in somebody's garage, but now it's an international company. Google is far more powerful than I think you understand. They decide what businesses get ranked. They decide what news you need to see. And they are now like Facebook, which I call fascist book. They believe that they are now the arbitrators of what is true, what is factual, and what is disinformation or misinformation or fake news. And Google is getting ready to start something that is going to be, I believe, one of the worst things that they've ever done. They're getting into this thing called pre-bunking or pre-debunking, whatever you want to call it. They're going to have these pre-bunk ads and quizzing YouTube. Remember, they own YouTube, by the way, Google. They own it. They own a lot of stuff. They even own Blogger. I know a lot of people used to use Blogger for their writing. Google can get in there and decide what they like and don't like and minimize your reach. Once again, if it's free, it came with a price. You may not want to pay that price. What they want to do, according to them, and this is a story that I ran into like last week, Google's idea, pre-bunking, until not long ago, it was just one of those fringe concepts in what they call their relentless war on information or misinformation. You know, there's an information industrial complex out there that wants to control what you think, what you see, what you believe, and what you are allowed to share and what you feel comfortable in saying. Now, a quick way to describe it, this dystopian version of debunking false or incorrect information, the idea is to make you think that you're identifying unwanted content before you even see it. What they want to do is, quote, educate you in advance, so when certain news stories come out, you're already predisposed to believe them. Now, I know that listeners to this radio program see through pretty much all of this nonsense. You have been paying attention. You would not be listening to this radio program if you're not one of those that pay attention to the world that's going on around them. You're not living in a vacuum. Listeners to this program could care less about Taylor Swift and what's his name. I'm not into any of that. I couldn't tell you who's on the pop music charts anymore. I don't follow it. There's nothing there that interests me. There's nothing there useful at this stage of my life. And most of what's out there, I don't even find entertaining. But these are diversion. These are, as the Roman Empire called it, bread and circuses to keep us entertained, keep us fed, keep us busy so we don't see what's really happening to each and every one of us. And so they now have this war on misinformation. And it's nothing more than a smokescreen for good old-fashioned dictator-style censorship of lawful and many times perfectly factual and correct information and speech. They want you to know that there are more than two genders. And if you don't believe there are only, if you believe in more than two genders, you're just, well, pardon me for putting it this way. I know some people hate the term. You are mentally retarded if you believe there's only two genders. You know, only those fundamentalist Christians think that there are two genders. Only the uninformed don't understand there are like 60 some odd known genders out there today. We just never talked about them. And yes, there's a very high statistical odd you may be gender confused and in the wrong body. This is the information they want you to believe. And when you choose not to believe their new narrative, then they want to make you look like the outlier, the outsider, the ignorant person, the untouchable, whatever you want to call it. This fascist book has been pushed by this murky concept of fact checkers. And they are, you know, like at Facebook, I can post something that I know firsthand to be factual, and some idiotic fact checker will say, not true. And then you'll have this independent fact checker said it's not true. So believe the independent fact checker and not the facts you're looking at. even if they are true. Believe our truth and our truth only. The United States, with companies like Google, which own YouTube, and so many other major things that people use every day, especially those, well, look, I see videos all the time from Rumble. I see them from YouTube. I see them from other locations. It's what people do today. And I know a lot of old disc jockeys are just lamenting, whatever happened to good old disc jockeys playing records and talking stuff on the radio with the weather and a time check. Boy, we miss those days. Now it's all automated and it's all recorded. It's all artificial intelligence. Because people under 40 could care less about the things that I cared for 50 years ago. And you're not going to get them to come back. They have been raised in a different world. They have been raised in a totally different environment than many of you, myself included, were raised in. And so now you've got Google with this entire concept of pre-bunking information, deciding in advance the news you might be hearing. And they're going to let you know early on that you might hear a story about this or that or the other, and it's probably false. And so don't believe it. They're even going to go as far as, and you're starting to get, people are getting used to it that use YouTube. And I use it to do some research like anything else. I'm noticing of late they're asking questions. Sometimes it's about like a product or a service. But they're going to start asking questions about topics. And they want to find out if they're doing a great job by kind of pre-screening the news, asking questions. So when a news story comes out, many people that are not capable of critical thinking anymore will just believe what their computer and artificial intelligence tells them. Now, obviously, Google is not just looking at this year's election in the United States in November and the primaries that are going on. They're not just into that. Right now, they're also looking at some of the elections that they're going to be held in the European Union and the European Union Parliament vote in June. And what Google is doing is they're acting in concert with the European Union and the Digital Services Act, which now require tech giants to act on whatever is chosen to be considered misinformation by these evil, corrupt, filthy, lying governments. They're going to decide what is truth, and they're going to force all the tech companies, but Google is a willing partner because they get paid. And yes, they have a hotline to the FBI and the CIA and all of them. And they do their bidding. And because they do their bidding, they're allowed to become so wealthy and powerful. And they say things like, oh, it's the Russia scare. It's democracy at risk. Yeah, right, democracy. The United States is not a democracy. It never was. It never should be. And if it is, we're in trouble. We're dead. Democracies can be manipulated. We are a republic, a representative republic that democratically elects those officials to serve us. There used to be a thing called statesmen. We don't have any anymore. Name me some statesmen in the United States Senate. They're few and far between. Most of them are basically BS artists. Even many of these so-called conservatives. They've learned how to play the game. They've learned how to play you, and they've learned how to raise money and get your vote. The United States, as designed by the founding fathers, died ages ago. Now, Google in Europe is going to be doing some pre-bunking. They're going to have ads, and they're going to play not only on YouTube, but these ads are going to find their way to TikTok, and they're going to be targeting Belgium, France, Germany, Italy, and Poland, which are the largest voting bloc of the EU. And the idea is that they can get rid of all these polarized debates by making everybody think the same. This is kind of like a pre-re-education. This is like a re-education camp, like Mao Zedong did ages ago in China, Stalin in the Soviet Union, Hitler in Nazi Germany, and now Google doing this on behalf of the European Union and the Democrat Party here in the United States. Electronic re-education camps. No, 5G is not going to read your mind. It's not going to change your thoughts. It's not going to do any of that. When you pick up that smartphone, you're telling artificial intelligence every place you visited today. See, that GPS doesn't turn off anymore. Used to be you could cut it off, but now they know anywhere you and your phone go, they know where you are. And they're trying to make it where you just can't leave home without your phone. You're not going to get this discount or that discount if you don't have an app. The whole world is moving to a digital platform, and 5G is the connection point to the device you're holding on your body. That's how it works. And if anybody's telling you different, you're being fed a lot of bad information. I'll tell you that right now. And that's the kind of bad information the bad actors want you to believe. Because eventually they're going to make you look stupid when the truth is revealed. But they're never going to reveal the real truth about 5G and the speed of the network and what they're trying to do. You know, if you're T-Mobile or Verizon, you're just trying to sell phones and service. And you compete for faster speeds. And the bad actors are taking advantage of the faster speeds and the addiction to these smart devices in people's homes. Yeah, they're convenient, but now they know everything you're doing. Understand. By the way, give you an example of what they're going to do here. You'll be watching ads on YouTube in the not-too-distant future that'll ask you to fill in a quick multiple-choice questionnaire. And they will use that to gauge what they want. If they want to find out what you've learned about misinformation, they want to know that you're believing everything they're now telling you. The UK Guardian explained several years back. The web giant's controversial diplomatic arm called Jigsaw, this is from Google, was founded in 2010 and has been headed by ex-U.S. State Department policy worker Jared Cohen, and added that Jigsaw's mission is to use technology to tackle geopolitics. And now geopolitics is being rebranded as misinformation. But nothing has changed. It's still the same elites. It's still the same deep state. It's still the same billionaires club. It's still the same Club of Rome. It is still the World Economic Forum. It's still the same evil, satanic group that's out there that wants to control every aspect of your life and mine. I can remember with this radio program, and when you think about Google and misinformation and Facebook and misinformation, and back in the old days of Twitter, misinformation. I mean, my account got suspended and gone for a long time from Twitter. And all I ever shared was the truth. Funny, the things that I shared 2 and 3 years ago, we now know are true today. But that was disinformation, misinformation, and I'm a dangerous person, and I had to be shut up. We are living in 1984. We're just about, 40 years late. Welcome to 2024, the new 1984. Now, when I come back on the other side, I got a couple of other stories that I want to share with you and some updates. This program is coming to you from Okeechobee, Florida. My wife and I are down in Florida. I'm spending time over in Okeechobee. I'll be visiting family near Venice, Florida, later this week. And also, I think it's, this coming Sunday, March the 3rd. I'll be preaching at Freedom Church in Vero Beach. I think the service time is 10:30. That's Freedom Church in Vero Beach. They're on 20th Street. And so I'm looking forward to that time of fellowship. And if you're in Florida or nearby, I would love to see you there. I'm trying to make some hard decisions regarding the best outlets for shortwave for this radio program. I'm looking at a number of options right now that may be very viable and may be very reasonable as well. International shortwave to me is still vital. I know that there are like 50,000 downloads of this podcast that I know of from some of the sources per month. And honestly, that's wonderful. I'm glad there's an audience like that. But then you get other podcasts that have millions of downloads a day. We're not there. But then again, we're not owned by corporate media. Even some of the conservative podcasts that are very popular, I'm not saying they're all bad, but I'm saying they have their limitations on what they're allowed to say and do because there is money involved, and you know what I know, in this world today, money talks. Finding truth in a world full of lies is not easy. The little light that I try to shine across a big dark world is not lighting up every corner. And I know that there are parts of the United States that we need to reach at different times of the day. Right now, we are on one of the frequencies is 5950, four nights a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. We're looking for an additional frequency or two to use to also cover the eastern United States and the Midwest and western part as well, with even a later airing. So maybe at 9 or 10 o'clock California time, this program can be heard in Nevada, New Mexico, Oregon, Washington State, California, Hawaii, which, by the way, we get into. But I'd like to be on late enough to guarantee that we're getting into Hawaii in the evening time for those people that want to listen there as well. Shortwave is powerful, and it's becoming a dying entity because many governments want to have you on the internet. They believe that the internet thingy is what you got to be on with your iThingy or your Android thingy, and you connect and listen and learn from your phone. Everything is going to the phone or a tablet. And for old geezers like me, a computer. Yeah, I know how to use all the other devices, and I do. But shortwave radio is something that, how do I put this? I can remember working with a ministry that suddenly decided, about 7-8 years ago, they're going to abandon all radio. God said, leave radio, even though they were getting ready to launch big time into radio. And I knew then, you're making a mistake. You're putting 100% of your eggs in the internet basket, where at the push of one switch, you're gone. If some ISP company or a Google doesn't like you, they can damage you and minimize your reach. That is the reality when a company like Google that says do no harm, they are harmful. This is what they are doing. They're liars. I use their stuff, but I use it knowing what information I'm willing to share and what I'm not willing to share. I'll be honest. I'm careful about some things. I don't care. They can read my email. There's nothing there except a lot of advertising and junk mail. Time to get a better rate on this, that, or the other, or buy get an oil change today. That's the stuff that I get. there's not much about me. You're going to learn from my email. And I don't send any critical email of any kind to anybody from Gmail. I just don't do it. I don't share anything about this radio program on any Google product except the actual podcast. As long as they're letting it air there, fine. But I know the day may come when their algorithm will scan the audio file and know in minutes if they want me to be heard by anybody. Remember, artificial intelligence can read an audio file, turn it into text in seconds, and then the computers can decide this is truth that people are not allowed to hear. That day is coming, and it's coming sooner than later. It's one of the reasons my primary podcast outlet is not attached to a major ISP or a major company like a Yahoo, a Google, or anybody else. Even many of the major podcasting sites like iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Podbean, you name it. Those are the ones that are going to become the gatekeepers. And that's why we continue to broadcast while we can, as much as we can, on international shortwave. My time is free. In other words, I am not a paid employee. I don't. God meets my needs, my wife's needs. We're fine. We're not wealthy, but we're not hurting. But the radio program, if I want to continue on shortwave, does take a cost. And I'm really looking at ramping it up and trying to make sure that we have a plan of action going forward, because this year of 2024 is going to be a year of profound change. Here in the United States, one of two things are going to happen. And I'm going to get into that on the other side. If you believe in our mission and ministry here at Truth to Ponder, today would be a good day to consider supporting us. You can do it from Give, Send, Go. And the best way to get there is to use our website, truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com. And from the website, it'll connect you to Give, Send, Go, a Christian online processing organization. And I've been dealing with them now for, 2.5 years, and I've been very happy. Been totally pleased, and I've had no issues. I had issues with PayPal when they thought I was giving misinformation about things like, you know, this mRNA virus may not really work. Well, that was disinformation, and they started to make noise. So I got rid of them before they got rid of me. If you believe in our ministry, you can also write a check or make out a money order to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. That's Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowie, 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 Virginia. And the zip code in Chilhowie is 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, zip code 24319, Ancient Word Radio, P.O. Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
The beautiful pig coming up. Shalom Aleichem. This is the Nice Jewish Boy, Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get and love in a moment. As a ring of gold in a pig's nose, so is a beautiful woman who lacks discretion, Proverbs 11:22. The picture for us in 20th century terms would be like this, a pig walking around with jewelry. So picture a pig with earrings and lipstick around its mouth, some rouge around the cheeks, eyeliner, false eyelash, powdered nose, necklace, Calvin Klein's. No matter what you put on it, it's still a pig. It just doesn't go. It's wasted. So the principle is the same. Something precious isn't made to be given to degrading or being dragged through the mud. So we see a wretched person. We think that's a wretched person. But God sees someone precious attached to what is degrading. We see bitter people. God sees beautiful people dragged down by bitterness. We see carnal, sinful people. God sees precious people dragged down by inappropriate carnality. And you too, your life is something precious like a golden ring. Your salvation is something precious, too precious to be dragged through the mud or put on a pig. When you give yourself to sin, you're taking something precious like a beautiful gold ring and you're dragging it into a pigsty. When you give yourself to that low thing, you're taking a beautiful ring, thrown in the mud, and if you don't realize it's gold, you're going to keep throwing it into the mud. So you got to start realizing your life in God, your salvation, something precious worth more than the entire world put together, worth more than the Mona Lisa. Treasure it, protect it, cherish it, guard it, nurture it, because you have this treasure in earthen vessels, a treasure. Treasure the treasure, and don't let it end up on a pig or in the mud. Want more? Ask for the Pig's Jewelry on CD. That's right. We'll send you the Pig's Jewelry. Now, feeling like your walk with God could use a real spiritual boost? We've got the answer. A free subscription to Sapphires, Warning Use as Directed, can revolutionize your walk for victory. And the incredible Mystery of the Temple Doors on CD. You're going to love it. How do you get all this? Easy. Just write down the real name of Jesus, Yeshua, and you dial it. That's it. To receive your free gifts, just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. You will be blessed, but call now. 1-800-YESHUA-1. I invite you to minister with me in two of the most exciting ministries ever. To beam the word of God, salvation around the earth by shortwave radio to every tribe and tongue, and to bring the gospel back home to Israel. The people who gave it to you. How? It's amazing. Amazing. Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. That's Yeshua, YESHUA-1. You're going to be amazed to be part. And or you can write me direct. Here's how. Just write to the nice Jewish boy at box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. It's the nice Jewish boy, box 1111. It's Lodi, New Jersey, and it's 07644. Till next time, this is Jonathan Collins saying, Shalom Aleichem, peace be to you, my friend, in Messiah, HaChaim, the life.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to part two of Truth to Ponder for this Monday. And I wish you greetings from the free state of Florida, where my wife and I will be here for about the next 10 days or so. And there are several things we're trying to do on this particular visit to Florida. I have family that I haven't seen in over 2 years, and with the health situation that I had, I just couldn't travel, and they couldn't either. And so we're here. We have things that we need to take care of personally in Florida. And I'm spending a little time with my friends over at WRMI. I spent several years working in engineering for them, and so it's nice to be able to visit a little bit with them. And so keep us in prayer as we do a lot of this traveling. I will tell you that I've been feeling a lot better than I had physically in quite a long time. And so I'm excited that I am feeling good. I have an optimism. And I really believe that getting away and having a little change of pace, it's been intense. It's been busy. But I'm getting a good night's sleep. And every day that goes by, I feel stronger and just more excited about the future. Now, we spent a lot of time in the first part of the program talking about, quote, the negative news, the evil of the big tech tyrants like Google and, to a lesser extent, Yahoo, and Google's little stepchildren like YouTube, Blogger, and so many things that they own and run. But every once in a while, there's some good news out there. Every once in a while, the truth gets through. And what I really believe 2024 is all about, it's an all-out information war. Now, there are a lot of friends that I have, a lot of people that I know, that worry, and rightfully so, could we be on the verge of a world war? It is probable. It is possible. I'm not so sure between now and November. I think that the globalists that are really in charge will push that off a little longer. because they want to keep Biden or a Democrat in the White House. And the last thing they need now is to have a world war break out if it could be avoided. The situation in Ukraine is becoming obvious. Ukraine never could win that war, but a lot of billionaires made more billions of dollars because of that war. I'm not going to get into who's right or who's wrong, but the only people that were winners in any of this are those that make armaments, especially the deep staters here in the United States and their politicians. Everybody lined their pockets. Let's be blunt about it. That's just how it works. Eisenhower was right when he said in January 1961, beware the military-industrial complex. So 2024, you're going to be seeing a lot of spinning up of organizations, agencies, algorithms, artificial intelligence designed to control the flow of information. But they have to be careful not to be too hard about it, so to speak, too blunt about it, because people could react negatively. It's got to be gentle persuasion, making you look like you've got inside knowledge, and then seed some real misinformation out there to discredit conservatives. That's one of their most powerful weapons, and they do it all the time. I warned you 3 years ago when you said, Bob, the White House hats are out there. They got it all figured out. Just go with the plan. Well, the plan ain't working. I can remember back in December of 2020, Bob, don't worry. Trump will be back in office in January. It'll all get fixed. Mark my words. The Holy Spirit told me in a dream last night that I saw this sea of blue turn into a sea of red. It didn't happen, did it? But 2024, because evil tends to overplay its hand when it has very little blowback, people see through. And people begin to think, you know, I really don't think this is such a great idea. And that is what's begun to happen. A lot of people are becoming increasingly aware of things they never paid attention to before. Now, those that are living on their phone, watching YouTube videos, watching any kind of MTV or reality TV program, and they get their news from Steve Colbert on The Late Show on CBS, they're clueless. And I meet those kind of people all the time. They know nothing about anything important, but they can tell you what, you know, Taylor Swift wears and where she went on a date with what's his name the other. They know all about that, but they are so into the bread and circuses and the entertainment of this world. They have and sports, the things that directly impact their life, they just blindly go through. They figure, well, the solution to inflation will just increase everybody's wages to pay for the inflation. Well, they don't get money doesn't grow on trees, so they'll just have to borrow more money, which is more debt and makes the value of the money you have go down. This is a never-ending cycle. Let's go back. Let's go back real quick, and then I'll get on to what I had in mind here. Back in 1972, a person graduating high school, if they were offered a job paying $250 to $300 a week, that was really good money back then. Today, it's poverty wages. But then again, back in 1975, three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath house, new, $18,000. And I'm not talking a mobile home. I'm talking a brick home in a nice subdivision full of trees. That same house now is $189,000 in a small town. Everything has gone up by a factor of roughly 10. Not everything. But if you average things out, tangible products out, they've gone up by a factor of 10. In the 1960s, you could buy a car for $4,000. Now it's $40,000 or $30,000. Certain things have not gone up that fast, but they're cheaper to make. Electronics is one of them. Television sets that used to be $500 are now $300. Mass production. But you can't service them anymore either. That's just the way it works. This is going to be a year of change and opportunity and information warfare. We've had some victories. Whether you like Donald Trump or not, whether you support him or not, is totally irrelevant to what I'm about to say. You can despise the man, think he's the world's worst individual and president, but what they are doing in courts of law, using the dumbest, most stupid buffoons that pretend they're lawyers, yeah, that includes the Attorney General of the state of New York. She's an idiot. She's a moron. She's a buffoon. She's a creepy little woman. And her whole claim to fame is, I'm going to get Trump. She spent almost 4 years looking at everything. And the best she could come up with was this idiotic case with an idiotic moron of a judge. The judge is an idiot. I'm trying to be kind here. I'm trying to find words to describe this awful judge who should have been disbarred, thrown out of the courts, had his law license ripped up, and told never to come near a court again unless you're the defendant. The man is an insult to justice and law. And it's going to backfire. I was reading a story about a week ago. Poor Kathy Hochul in New York, you know, the idiotic governor. The little witch of New York. She's got a problem on her hands now, and it's not going to get better. What they did to Trump, they could do to anybody if they decide they don't like you for whatever political reason. What Trump was accused of doing was a warping of an old law that's been on the books for 70 years. And there is no case law of that law being used in the way that it was misinterpreted. And then without a jury, you had Engoron, the idiot, decide he's guilty and Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million when in fact it's probably worth more like $400 million. What does he know? He's a buffoon. He knows nothing about nothing. He's a politician. He's government. He's evil. He's a moron. I can't emphasize the mugger there. I mean, this guy mugging to the cameras at the beginning of the trial. The guy should not be allowed in a courtroom. He is an insult to the concept of American justice. This is what they never wanted to see. And what Letitia James pulled was taking a law and warping it out of proportion, where there's been no harm, no nothing. It's what is done in business, in real estate, all over. And I'm reading stories about people that are into real estate development in New York that are saying, you want to know something? I'm not developing anything else in this state ever again. There are companies looking about bailing out and saying, we're done with you people. There's a company that was looking at, data centers are becoming, as I said in the first part of the program, data is money. Get with the program. Data is money. Data is control. Data is everything. And you and your cell phone are providing all kinds of data all day long. That value card or whatever your grocery store calls it to give you that discount on the food that they marked up, that they now mark it down when you show your little card. Instead of a sale price like the good old days of the coupon, now they entice you with your little value card. Why? They know who you are. You give them that card and they start looking at everything you buy. And they sell that information they got from you for free, like your name, your address, your phone number, your email, all of that stuff. You gave it away. And now Procter & Gamble or anybody else can find out what products of theirs you're buying. You're giving up the information. No 5G tower needed to read your mind or control it. You're the one inputting the data. You're the one reading the data. And the connection device is not some magical death ray. It's your phone. It's your computer. It's your online television viewing. When you stream something, everybody knows what you streamed. Don't you understand how this world is now working? They know everything about you. What brand of toilet paper you buy. What kind of beverages you buy. And it's going to get to the point with some of these banks, oh, we don't like guns, so you're not allowed to use our card in a gun store, or we may get rid of your bank account. Or we don't like your politics, you know, whatever. We're heading toward this dysfunctional, dystopian world. And we're going there willingly. Somebody once asked me, said, so when are we going to get to the totally digital currency? We're there. We're already there. How little cash do most people use anymore? Very little. Some people carry some. What was that? In Fulton County, Fannie Willis. Oh, yeah, I always have, you know, keep thousands of dollars of cash in my house. But most people don't. Most people have direct deposit. They don't even take a check to the bank anymore. I mean, I can remember 50 years ago, 40 years ago, I'd get paid, go by the bank, and I'd walk in the bank, and I'd deposit it, and then I would get maybe $20 or $50 cash, whatever, to take care of things for cash. Those days are over for most people. Young people today, direct deposit and a debit card or a credit card. Then they pay their credit card off electronically on their phone. We are a digital currency for most people. Go to a grocery store. Watch the next time you're in there. How many people are using cash compared to how many people are swiping a card? And how many people, if you're in a grocery store that has that discount card, how many people are using that card to get that discount and giving up their information? Just like Google got the free stuff out of you by giving you free email, free this, free storage, free that. Watch our videos on YouTube, and we'll give you discount television as well. Information is power. Now, some good news, as I said. Kathy Hochul tries to explain to all these investors, oh, don't worry, this doesn't apply to you. And a lot of them are saying, you can't make that claim. What you did to Trump, you could do to anybody in New York the second they decide at the political level they don't like you anymore. And I believe that she and her ilk are going to pay a political price and a very high financial one this year. It's going to come back to bite them. This using the law. When Joe Biden stood there and said, we're going to use every means possible to make sure Trump never gets power. Now, he said constitutionally, but he didn't care. I remember, he believes in people like Brennan and Clapper and the clown show that those guys are. Despicable agents against the American people. That's what they really are. They're not your friends, never were, never will be. This year, depending upon how much theft is attempted. By the way, a couple of weeks ago, I'm watching a program on Newsmax, and somebody, Trump had a rally, I guess, and they're saying, now, we don't buy into the election was stolen. Come on, Newsmax, get with the program. The election was stolen, and now you're trying to capitulate. What are you, you're being paid off too? Hard to even find a decent conservative news source anymore you can trust. I know there's some good people at some of these networks, but I don't trust a lot of them. We're going to run out of time, and I want to share a couple of other things. I'm hoping this week. Don't know if I can pull it off tomorrow, maybe Thursday or Friday, maybe even next week. Trying to get a guest on the program. Many of you that listen on 5950 know Hal Turner, and I'm going to try to get him as a guest on Truth to Ponder. he and I had a chance to chat on the phone a few days ago. And so we're trying to put that together and just kind of bounce some ideas off each other. You may not agree with both of us or either one of us, but I think the conversation will be interesting. We have an opportunity. If people, if conservatives will get out and vote early, don't wait till Election Day like they did in Arizona when the machines were broken and people got discouraged and the election was lost. Once again, that's another kind of intentional cheating. They made sure that only in conservative Republican districts, the voting machines didn't work. And people had to wait for hours and got discouraged. They had to go to work. While the Democrats had already cast their ballots days before. And once again, you get snookered. Don't allow them the opportunity to steal another election. Play the game their way. Fill out those mail-in ballots. Get them in person. Make sure that they're counted. Don't wait until Election Day. You might be in for a really bad surprise if you do. We do this radio program to give you information, not to depress you, but actually give you hope. I'm looking at news stories that are coming out. Companies that go woke are going broke. Some companies that pretend they're news organizations. I was reading about one just the other day. There's one called Now This Is News, just fired half of its staff. Why? Because people are not watching them anymore or viewing them anymore or reading them anymore because they realize it's all bad politics. The way you make your voice heard is not to participate by watching anything on NBC, ABC, CBS, or any of their products like MSNBC. You don't watch them. Look for alternatives to Comcast or Xfinity. They own NBC. The only language they understand is the wallet and pocketbook and bank account. And when they start losing customers, they'll make changes. Saw a bunch of these companies that were all into climate change quietly walking away from that, realizing they're losing money. They can't continue to fund total and abject stupidity any longer. Now, would you visit our website today, truth2ponder.com? Find out about the program. And please, if you can, would you consider supporting us for the first time? There's a tab to support us using Give, Send, Go, a Christian online processing organization. I would appreciate it if you would consider doing that. Or you may make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. That's Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowie, 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 Virginia, and the zip code 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Chilhowie, 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 Virginia, 24319. That's 24319. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. I can't begin to thank you enough for your prayers and support of this radio ministry. I want to be here for you. I want to give you the information you're not getting from anywhere else. Until tomorrow, may God bless.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth, ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.